Good morning, everybody. This is Thomas speaking from the Holiday Homes podcast. And today I would like to talk about the question whether or not you are an emotional buyer when it comes to vacation real estate, or whether or not you are an analytical buyer. Why that is important? This question we're going to answer in today's podcast. So what type of buyer are you when it comes to real estate, or even real estate for a short-term and vacation rental? So that's the question I've been asking myself quite a few times, and just recently I met with friends. We had a very nice evening and we were talking about whether or not we will be on our way to buying a property altogether, which we're going to then rent out for vacations on Airbnb or booking. So we have like two nice villas in mind. One is a very standard one, very nice, very well prepared, very well built, four bedrooms with bathrooms each, pool, nice garden. Not the perfect location, but a good one. Sea view, just a bit, but not perfect. And all in all, just a very nice and very solid house or villa. And nicely furnished, very modern. And then a villa that is sitting somewhere on top of the hill with a spectacular view, huge ground, plenty of space to play for kids. Also pool, but not as high-end in terms of equipment and not as fancy in terms of building, but also a very solid villa to go for. And when discussing these two villas, it became very quickly clear that when talking about such projects, you always have to in mind what type of buyer are you. So the more emotional buyer, we figured, would always tend to argue like, well, is that something I really would picture myself living in for the next years? Is that something I really want to spend my time, my vacation time in it? How do the bathrooms feel? How does the whole property feel to me? And then the discussion about what's the right price to buy the thing, what's the revenue we can get out of this property, becomes very quickly more like an emotional debate. So I believe that, and I think that, I would be really willing to that because I'm in love with the property, which is good, which you can do. But from my point of view, it's, you can do that, but also when you really consider buying the property for yourself and turning this into your family vacation home, as long as you're more in a business context and say, hey, I want to do that because I want to invest some money into buying and selling real estate. I want to do that because I see quite a bit of rental potential in there. Then I feel it's much better to just rely on the hard facts, to go for the numbers, to go for the business case, and leave all emotional discussion out. So when it comes to this particular property, which is in very good shape because it was just newly constructed, when you do the numbers, it's kind of obvious. So you have to buy it for around about 500,000 euro. Then there's still the VAT on top of it, and depending on how you buy it, you can deduct the VAT because you don't have to pay it, and then you're at about say 370,000-380,000 euros to go for. Looking at the RDA rental data, this quickly suggests that you can get around about 40 to 50,000 K out of this property, over the course of a season. And then when you throw it all together, it's kind of a nice business case. You invest around about 400,000, and when you're good and when you optimize everything, you get about a 50,000 euros back per year brutto. So this makes plus or minus a 10% yield on your investment, which is quite a good deal. And it's a newly constructed building. You don't have to do anything. It's ready to go, ready to use. So yes, it might not be the most inspirational building in the world, and yes, the sea view is not perfect, but looking at the demand, what you have there in the summertime, the demand for nice homes with jacuzzi, with pool, and a bit of a view is much stronger than the demand for apartments, because apartments are there quite a bit, and well furnished and nicely maintained homes aren't. So that's why you will quickly come to the conclusion, hey, that's quite a solid property that is an awesome opportunity to get involved with. So that's the more like business discussion results we have. But from an emotional standpoint, you could always argue, yeah, well, you know, it's a good property, I see it, but the sea view is not perfect. When you look at it, the style is a mixed style. So it's when you go into bigger cities here in Germany, the house is pretty much visible in all the newly built areas in like in Munich or in Nuremberg. When you go there, you will always see that the new homes that are being built, they all are nice, they are all modern, but at the end of the day, they all look the same. That's what you can discuss with this property. These are solid reasons, and that's why when you buy emotionally, then you should really take into account all these factors. But if you want to go for the business case, if you want to go for analytical reasons, then you might come to the conclusion, yes, that's the property I really want to go forward with. So long story short, just bear in mind that whenever it comes to purchasing decisions for new properties or signing long-term contracts for certain properties, these are the two types of discussions you can lead. One, the more analytical discussion, one, the more emotional. And it's always up to you to decide what you want to go for when taking the final decision. So that's about it. Thanks for listening, and I hope you could take something out of this argument. Looking forward to hearing and seeing you on the next podcast episode. Bye.